It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks for tuning in. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Coming up a little bit later on this morning, we'll be joined by Kaw-Wah County baseball head coach John H. Stevens. The Tigers on the road today to play at Mayfield. They'll finish up the regular season Friday with a senior night home game against Livingston Central. And then, in case you missed it, the 7th District tournaments have been moved up to Saturday. Baseball will be out here at the VFW ballpark on Saturday with semifinal action starting at 11 o'clock. The Tigers play at 1. Softball action will be in Madisonville Saturday. The Kaw-Wah County Lady Tigers will play the 12:30 game against Hopkins County Central. So the district tournament getting an early start, and we'll talk with Coach Stevens about that here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The road ahead is calling. Are you ready for adventure? Now's your chance to roll out in style with Trice Used. Right now, when you buy three select tires, you'll get the fourth for just a dollar. That's right. Buy three, get one for only a dollar. No tricks, no catches. Just real savings to get you back on the road. This unbeatable offer is rolling through May 31st. Swing by Trice Used and make every mile more exciting. Or find all the details online at triceused.com.
Golf Lessons, starring Katherine Brown of the UK Women's Golf Team, and Wade.
Oh, that one went off that big tree. Who planted that there?
You're bringing your own golf balls next time.
Hey, I think I can find that one.
No, stay out of the woods. Here's another ball.
Okay, well, thank you for the ball, and thanks for another mulligan, please.
I'm sorry, you're fresh out of mulligans. Farmers Bank, banking that's always straight down the fairway, unlike Wade's golf game.
I heard that.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agripower. When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort and versatility to do it all, and to do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Come see us, H&R Agripower in Hopkinsville on Eagle Way Bypass.
When we say
classic hits,
we mean listen to WPKY worldwide at
WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Welcome back this morning. And a change of plans here on the Sideline Report. We've been able to get a hold of Dave Winder. And Dave, are you with us this morning?
Yeah, I think I'm here. If we get cut off, we'll know why.
Yeah, there was a little phone issue this morning, and I've got AT&T, so I haven't been able to contact anybody, so I was a little worried if we'd be able to make the connection. But I'm glad we got you on, and Murray State Baseball is finishing up the regular season this weekend at Evansville.
Yeah, they actually play tonight for the final week of the regular season. The games are moved up a day. So instead of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. So the Racers play at Evansville tonight in game one, and that'll begin at 6 o'clock over at Braun Stadium in Evansville. And the Racers going into the final weekend are a game out of first place. However, they've got some things working against them. First of all, if they end up in a tie, they're only one game behind Indiana State and UIC. in the event that there's a tie, they lose the tiebreaker on both because they lost the series at home to Indiana State last weekend. And early April, they were swept in Chicago. So that leaves the only way they could possibly move into the one or two seed would probably be to sweep Evansville, and that's going to be a tall order. They're a pretty good team, too. They're 12-9. The Racers are 13-8. And then Indiana State and UIC are at the top at 14-7. So it's been a competitive season again. The Racers are only two wins away from their sixth straight 30-win season for Coach Dan Skurka. And, you know, adding 21 new players after what happened a year ago, going to the College World Series, and to have them one game out of first place headed to the final weekend here is pretty amazing to me with 21 new guys. That's almost a whole new roster. And we're ready to host the tournament here in Murray next week on Wednesday. There'll be three games that day, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m. And right now we don't know the pairings because we've got to play this final series this weekend, but we do know the six teams that are in: Indiana State, UIC, Murray State, Illinois State, Southern Illinois, and Evansville. And the odd team out was Belmont because they've got a pretty good team, but they just didn't play very well in conference play going 9-12, although they did come into Murray and beat the Racers when we opened up the new turf and all early or mid-April there. They came in and beat us. But since then, they didn't play very well, and now they've missed the tournament.
Now, was that a change this season to go to with just six teams making the conference tourney?
It was, and that was kind of a conference-wide initiative to trim down the postseason tournaments. Number one, it's a budgetary concern. It's a cost-effective thing. When you only bring six teams to an event, it's a little different than eight. And especially with the baseball and the softball tournaments, you try to play eight teams in 4 or 5 days, double elimination, and you get some weather in there, and you start having a bunch of lightning delays. It could really mess up a baseball or softball tournament. So I'm fine with it. I figure with Murray State going forward in baseball and softball and soccer and volleyball, if you can't get into the top six, you probably don't deserve to be playing in the conference tournament at the end. But we're really excited about hosting next week, and we've got the place looking great. And Todd, we just had a major announcement about Johnny Reagan Field this week. The Taylor family here in Murray, who have been ardent Murray State supporters for decades throughout their family, they have lent their donations again to Murray State Athletics, in particular this time to Reagan Field. And we've already done a lot to it, as you know, Todd, with the new turf and the new video board, new scoreboard. But there's a lot more coming down the pike for Reagan Field. And going forward, it's going to be called Johnny Reagan Field at Taylor Family Park. And then we've also got the baseball clubhouse project, the Jim and Sue Cash baseball clubhouse, and that's in the design phase right now, and it will be completed sometime early in 2027.
Yeah, it's amazing how you make a run to the College World Series, and a lot of things can happen after that.
Well, and you know, I think our leadership here at Murray State, Dr. Ron Patterson, our Board of Regents, and our athletics director, Nico Yanko, I think they saw great value in baseball, and they always did before, but when you do something like that, first of all, it kind of shines the light on what could the program be. Could you, if you put the proper attention to it and the proper facilities, recruiting gets better, you have more funds flowing through the program, and can Murray State baseball be, you know, annually one of the top three teams in the Missouri Valley? I think they can. We've got the right coach. I know that. Dan Skurka has done a great job, continues to do so. He just pours into these guys, and they got a great team. And so, you know, it just took that once in 100 years breakthrough going all the way to the College World Series to kind of shine the light on it. But credit to our leadership at Murray State, because they saw an advantage here to turn baseball into one of our more noticeable and fun teams to watch. You know, I played at Murray State way back in the day. I played on the last team to play on the old location of Reagan Field, which was over by the Curris Center. And to look back now, as I approach 40 years after my last game in 1987, I look at where we're at now, and it's just amazing. It makes you so proud of as an alumni. And then now, next week, everybody's going to be coming to Murray, and we've got big plans to make it very, very special for a lot of people to come in and experience Murray. The first thing we've done, and I thought it was a master stroke, is everything's free, Todd. So if you want to come over to the game, all you got to do is show up. It's on the seating. It's first come, first serve. Of course, we have the terrace look to Reagan Field currently. So that means bring your lawn chairs and your blankets. And then working through Murray Tourism, we are going to probably have the best concession situation that you've ever seen at a baseball tournament. And it's basically just going to be our local restaurants doing food trucks. And we're going to have 6 food trucks per day just right out behind home plate. And you can imagine any kind of food you can think of is going to be available. So it's not going to be just a boiled hot dog and a bag of chips for you, Todd. You come over, you're going to really be able to eat good here at Murray State when we host the Missouri Valley Baseball Tournament.
Well, and you don't know which team you're watching might be that next team that makes a big run deep into the postseason. And, of course, we hope it's the Racers again.
Well, we hope so. The thing is, in the last 3 years, the Missouri Valley champion has won the regional. In 23, Evansville did it. I'm sorry, Indiana State did it. They were 23-3 in conference play, or 25-3, something like that. Had an outstanding season. They won their regional, went to the super regional. And I think, where did they play at in the super regional? They took it to a third game. And then in 24, Evansville won. They hosted the tournament and won it. And then they went and won their regional, and I think they played Tennessee in the super regional and took it to a third game. And then last year, you know what the Racers did? They went down to Oxford and beat Ole Miss twice, beat Georgia Tech once, and won that tournament, and then went to the super regional at Duke and won a game three to go to the College World Series.
We're talking this morning with Dave Winder from Murray State University. And, Dave, we talked a little bit last week about your new position there at Murray State. Is it fair to call you the voice of the Murray State Racers now?
You can. Although, in my mind, the true and always the voice of the Racers is Neil Bradley, who did this for 33 years. And he's in our Hall of Fame. And actually, he and I were talking yesterday about how we're going to do radio for the Murray State games next week over here on WNBS and Froggy. And so Neil's doing great. But to me, he's the true voice of the Racers always will be. But yes, you could call me that, because I'm in a position now after 25 years at Murray State. I'm going to be 62 in August, and I just feel like God has given me a kind of an off-ramp here for my career. Now, this off-ramp, I hope, is going to go well into my 70s, but it's given me a chance to do what I wanted to do from the very start. When I graduated from Murray State in 1987, I was a radio guy. And I went back to Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and I worked for the Zimmer Radio Group at the time. And after one season of doing some junior college ball in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, where I was born, they brought me back to Cape Girardeau, and I became the voice of the SEMO Indians for 4 seasons. And then in the 90s, I went into TV at WPSD and then came back to Murray State in 2001. And 25 years later, I've been in the athletics communications part, and I enjoyed that very much. But now to just concentrate on the games, because Jack Buck said long ago that the game is the star. Whenever you're doing a game, it's the game. It's not all this other stuff going on the side. You can throw in the color and all that, but you got to tell people what's going on with the game. And I'm really looking forward to being that voice for football, men's basketball, and baseball going forward for the Racers.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, at least around here, probably remember you from Channel 6. But to me, you're always my contact guy at Murray State anytime I needed some Racer sports information or I needed to show up and cover a game.
Well, I remember back when we first got our what I call a big boy website.
Yeah.
Prior to 2005, we were doing some kind of homemade thing. It was still called GoRacers.com, but I remember the first what I would call modern website for collegiate athletics. And here we are, 20 years into that now. I've actually got I do a bunch of podcasts. It's on Racers Podcast Central. And if you look for Racers Podcast Central, you'll find it. But I do three different, four actually podcasts. But one of them I've resurrected is called Racer Dave's History Lessons. And here recently I did a deep dive on the history of Grand Slams in Murray State baseball and softball. And right now on GoRacers.com, I've got 27 years of baseball stats going all the way back to 1998. And that's as far back as I could go online and easily find all the Grand Slams. So that website that we have, GoRacers.com, it continues to be a living document that grows every day. Every time a Murray State team plays, there's a record of it. And you could go back in there and, say if somebody played here, you could go back and find the games you played in and your bio and all that stuff. So GoRacers.com is still very important, although now I don't have my hands on it as much as I did before with the job change.
Now, are you headed up to Evansville for the baseball games today?
No, I'm gonna stay here. Technically, our contract with Learfield does not start till July 1. So what we're doing here is we're basically partnering with the radio folks here in Murray to get these games on radio next week. But going forward into 27, we will be doing a lot more baseball. For sure, we'll be doing all the home games on radio and, of course, ESPN Plus. But then some select road games, because I don't see us doing much with baseball until basketball gets finished. And, baseball starts second week in February or third week. So they play quite a few games before, before you get basketball finished with. But there will be a stronger presence for myself on radio next spring for Murray State baseball. But right now I wanted to do radio, because if something special happens again, by golly, Todd, I want to be calling those games. And the first game looks like we'll play Wednesday, unless we sneak into the number one or number two seed. We wouldn't play Wednesday. We would get a bye till Thursday. But right now it kind of looks like it's going to be awful hard, us losing the tiebreakers to Indiana State and UIC. It's going to be hard for us to get a one or two seed.
But you do get to do some of those ESPN Plus games sometimes, right?
Well, yes. Actually, I did the Tuesday game this week against North Alabama. We had our third-string catcher, Easton Romero. He's from Salt Lake City, Utah. Big kid. He's a really good player. But out of these 21 new players that the Racers brought in, he was one of two catchers we brought in. And you know how it goes. You have tryouts, right? And he's been the third catcher behind the other two this whole season. Well, Dan puts him in there for just his fourth start of the season on Tuesday, and he hits a ball 450 feet to dead center field for a grand slam in the third inning. And I got to call that, and it was one of the most best feel-good moments that I've ever had, because he hadn't gotten to play a lot. But there he was. You talk about a legit home run now, 450 feet. So I'm really looking forward to doing the radio next week. Of course, it'll be streaming as well. But going forward, all the SEC schools are now taking their baseball radio, And while they're doing a radio broadcast, they're putting it on the TV for ESPN Plus.
Oh, okay.
And that's what we're gonna do next season. The thing it does is I've got Harold Houston and Jeremy Rose who work with me on baseball, and baseball is better with a 2-man booth instead of just one. It can be done with one, but you know it's better with two. And plus, you know, being able to simulcast on TV and radio at the same time there, that's going to be beneficial too.
Yeah, I think baseball can be done with one if you're Vin Scully. For the rest of us, it's nice to have somebody else there to help us out a little bit.
Yeah, and I've done games by myself, and you just basically have to have a conversation with yourself. And, of course, I've always done any kind of presentation, whether it was TV or radio, and no matter how long it is, I've always just imagined I was talking to my mom and telling her about the game, and that always kind of seemed to get me focused. If I feel like I'm just talking to one person, now that's how I kind of visualize all of it.
Now, since we're talking baseball, our St. Louis Cardinals are off to a pretty good start this season. I'm not sure how long it can go, but man, the NL Central right now, I think everybody is still above 500 this year.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah, I was just looking at it this morning. The Cubs are 27-16. The Brewers are 23-17. The Cardinals are 24-18 after losing last night. Pittsburgh's 3 games over, and the Reds are 1 game over. So you're right. Everybody in the Central is above 500. I'm just ecstatic that the Cardinals are playing meaningful baseball, and that's really all I want is for them to be in the conversation. I just don't want to get to the All-Star break and they're 10 games out, and then the whole second half of the season is, you know, kind of like spring training, you know. But right now, they're playing great. They've been great to watch and to see Jordan Walker figure out how to do this. He's only 23. A lot of people don't realize they brought him up when he was 20 years old. Probably should have left him down there a little bit more, but it seems like he's finally figured out strike zone discipline and just how to hit at the major league level. So I guess they got one more in Sacramento today, and then what are they, coming home?
Back home to take on Kansas City.
Got the Royals, and then the Pirates come into town, and they just swept them. So, and then they go to the Reds and Brewers. So this is going to get fun. They're right in it, and now you're getting to some Central Division baseball, and then after that they got the Cubs home to finish out May. So I hope they keep it going. It's been great to watch. I just don't know if the pitching's going to hold up.
Well, Dave, good to talk to you this morning. As always, appreciate you calling in. To be honest, I always kind of like to make contact before we come on the air, and I still don't have any phone service, so I was unable to text or call. So I was a little surprised when the phone in the studio rang, but I sure am glad we could make the connection and get to talk sports this morning.
Yeah, I am too. I'm glad we didn't get a dropped call right in the middle of all this. But I appreciate you having me on. I hope your listeners appreciate, you know, hearing about Murray State. I know we got a lot of Murray State graduates in your listening area in Caldwell County. And, you know, you can be proud of the Racers. We got a lot of good things going on. Maybe next time we can get you a little update on men's and women's basketball rosters that are pretty much complete now, except for just a couple maybe on either team. And maybe then I could give you a little bit on schedule. And then as we're talking today, we're 105 days away from the opening of the 102nd season of Murray State football, August 27th, when they host Eastern Illinois. So they're continuing to add people to their roster as well. Maybe next time we could hit on those.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Okay, Todd. All right, buddy. Have a great day.
You too. Dave Winder from Murray State joining us this morning here on the Sideline Report. And again, we're glad we could make the connection this morning with Dave. Stay with us. More on the Sideline Report coming up after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For traditional listings or auctions, contact Atlas Real Estate and Auction Services, an experienced and trusted local firm. Estate, land, auctions, waterfront, and homes.
Fredonia Valley Bank, thriving within our community since 1894. Its roots run as deep as the valley itself. Much has evolved since 1894, but Fredonia Valley Bank's dedication to being your hometown financial institution remains unwavering. In this era of financial unpredictability, you can rely on Fredonia Valley Bank's impressive years of exceptional service. Place your trust in them as they are prepared to care for your needs. Fredonia Valley Bank. Local people, local decisions, and local commitment. Your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Great news from Caldwell Medical Associates, now offering expanded podiatry services at the Annex. Anna Murphy and Dr. Walker Estes provide comprehensive podiatric care, from wound care to specialized treatments for foot and ankle issues. Whether you're dealing with sports injuries, arthritis, or require surgical attention, they're ready to tailor treatment to your needs. Don't let foot pain hold you back. Take the first step with Caldwell Medical Associates. Pain-free living right here, close to home.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
What are we going to do? Doctor, will he be okay?
Unexpected happens. Goodwin Insurance Agency has you covered with auto, home, life, commercial, boat, and RV insurance. That way, when the unexpected happens...
Congratulations, it's a girl.
You're covered.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks to Dave Winder for joining us from Murray State this morning. Baseball on the road today, the Tigers at Mayfield. Softball on the road today, the Lady Tigers go to Webster County. Our next broadcast here on WPKY coming up Friday night when the Tigers host Livingston Central for senior night out at the VFW ballpark. We'll have that for you Friday right here. And, of course, the district tournament starting Saturday. We'll talk about all that with Tiger baseball head coach John H. Stevens. When we come back, stay with us on the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Whitetail Properties, land isn't just their business. It's their way of life. Their land specialists are hunters, farmers, and rural landowners committed to helping you reach your dreams.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
When you're juggling work, family, and everything in between, getting sick is the last thing you need. That's what Princeton Drugs drive-through testing is made for. Busy days and busy people. It's easy. Pull up to the drive-through, stay in your car, and get tested for the flu, COVID, or strep in just minutes. No waiting rooms, no appointment needed, and no slowing down your routine. For only $40, you'll have answers fast. Their pharmacist can prescribe medication and provide a note for work or school on the spot. Get in, get out, and get back to your life with Princeton Drug.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Kaw County Baseball Head Coach John H. Stevens joins us in the studio now. And John H., I'm glad we didn't have to track you down on the phone this morning because my phone's still not working.
Yeah, that's what I guess it's AT&T. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I've got AT&T and I haven't been able to contact anybody or text anybody. And, you know, you don't realize how much you use your phone until the service is not available.
Oh, yeah. That's when it definitely you realize it then because everybody's trying to get a hold of you.
Now, we've got district tournament action coming up, and it's starting Saturday on us.
Yeah, Coach Riley had mentioned earlier in the week about possibly doing it on Saturday just because of the way the weather looked for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and even Thursday maybe. There's a chance of rain, so he was able to get everybody to agree to come to us on Saturday, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I'd rather go ahead and get that played and not have to worry about the weather. And for baseball especially, you run into a pitching problem if you push that thing too far back into the week.
Yeah, because then you got, you know, if you make it to regionals, you got regionals the next week, which, you know, you need to be reloaded, I guess, on your staff then. But, I'd rather not have to worry about getting the field ready after a good couple rains. So if we get everything done Saturday and Monday, that'd be good.
So action will start at 11 o'clock Saturday out here at the VFW ballpark for baseball. Softball's over at Madisonville, both of them playing Saturday and Monday, and hopefully the weather will stay away. I saw 8th District softball is going to play a game Sunday afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I hadn't seen that.
That'll be interesting.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to get them in somehow. And yeah, the forecast just looks awful for next week. And this week always ends up, this week or the region tournament week, you end up with graduation for a lot of schools.
Yeah.
So you're kind of trying to play hit and miss with the schedule anyway.
Yeah. I know our graduation's coming up next week, I believe. And then a couple schools are graduating tomorrow in our region. So, I mean, everybody's different. So you just it's hard to schedule around everything. And most of the time, baseball players know they might miss some of the graduation stuff. So while the season is still going on, so that's just kind of part of it.
You guys go to Mayfield today, then have Livingston Central on Friday, and then, like we said, Saturday around 1 o'clock, we'll be playing in the district tournament. Does moving the district tournament up a couple of days kind of change your game plan for the next 2 days?
Yeah, you know, pitching wise, I had in mind for these next two games, so I'm really not going to change that probably. If I would have had say Tillman and Apollo coming up today and tomorrow, then it definitely would have changed things. So I'm kind of glad I got those games earlier in the week to get my guys some rest before district start.
You guys are 17-10 on the season. Was it good though to see those teams like Tillman and Apollo? We struggled a little bit with them, but I'd rather see somebody pretty strong toward the end of the season.
That's kind of why I scheduled those games later in the season, just to kind of get us some different looks, especially going against better pitching. So I think, you know, we didn't do too well the last couple games, but I think it did definitely help us to see where our weaknesses are and what we've needed to work on. So we got some work done yesterday on a few things, so that did help there.
And you got senior night coming up on Friday. That's always good to get that in too.
Yeah, you know, I kind of, looking back, I was like, man, I should have scheduled senior night probably last week.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you're taking a chance when you do it your last regular season game of the year, but I think it's going to end up working out for us. So, yeah, I look forward to tomorrow night and celebrating these seniors.
Well, and your pitching staff's going to take a bit of a hit with graduation this year.
Yeah, we're going to lose, you know, 3 starters. So, we're going to have some younger guys step up next year. And I think I've got I've got a good group coming up, and we've got a really good group of juniors as well. So it's going to be hard to fill a couple of those spots, but I think with the staff that I've got coming back, we'll be able to still have a decent staff.
When you look ahead to the district and regional tournaments, though, you have to feel pretty good about the pitching you have. I think you guys still have an ERA of under 2 for the season, and you've got 6, 7, or 8 guys that can all go out there and take the mound for you.
Yeah, and, they've done really well. It's been our defense that's kind of let us down on some of these games, especially when we're playing a good team. We just can't make the mistakes that we're making in the field and expect to win. So the pitching-wise, we've had a couple games where walks have been an issue, and that's kind of hurt as well. But, overall, our pitching has been pretty good. So I'm optimistic on how we're going to do in the districts and region.
You guys play Hopkins County Central, the first game of the district tournament, and you've beaten them twice, but at the same time, a little leery to play the Storm again because they've got a couple of kids that can pitch, and, all it takes in postseason is one guy having a really good game on the mound.
Yeah, we've faced, I think, probably their one and number two in the games that we've already played, but, it all depends on what's going on, if that guy comes out really, really hot and we come out cold at the plate, then it could go any way. So, no, we're definitely not looking, ahead to a district championship. Yeah. We got to get past Central before we can do that.
Well, and it's amazing. We've seen it in the past and some of the championship games. A 7-inning game can be a really quick game if the other pitcher is on, those 21 outs go quickly.
Yeah, the last couple district championships with Madisonville North, they were kind of quick games because it was low scoring. I think 1-0 going into the 7th, and we end up pulling that out. And then last year they end up pulling it out late against us in the 7th. So,
3 years ago it was the 1-0 game.
Yeah,
Madisonville won. So
yeah.
Yeah, like I said, those games can get away from you quickly if the other guy is on that day.
Yeah, and hopefully, we've hit the ball well throughout the year. We've had some struggles the last couple games, but hopefully these next two games will get us primed and ready for districts.
Anytime you see really good pitching, though, it's going to slow down your bats a little bit. I mean, that's just the nature of baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, and, Tillman, and we've played them twice in the last couple weeks. We've really given them those games with errors in the field. Our pitching did pretty well in those games to keep us in it. But, we hit the ball decent against them. We didn't hit it at all against Apollo. Mm-hmm. And that kid was pretty good. He was pretty good on the mound for them. But we hit the ball hard a couple times, but it was just right to somebody. Yeah. So, but they're a good team, so – hopefully, we'll get back on track this week, these next couple games.
When you look at the regional field this year, I guess University Heights is the clear favorite. I think they're ranked 3rd in the state now, which is amazing when you consider that usually it's the Lexington and Louisville area teams that end up with the really high rankings. But, I've seen UHA a couple of times. They're really good, and their pitching's really good. I don't feel like they're unbeatable, though, by, 4 or 5 teams in the region on the right day.
No, everyone has an ace. So, UHA is really good. We've played them in the All-A championship, all-regional championship, and played them pretty close. Had our chances there, but, they've got a deep staff.
Yeah.
And that's really going to help them in something like a regional tournament to where, they can save some of their arms and then wait till the championship or the semifinals and throw their best. So, that's going to help them. But at the plate, and they're really good too. And they've played a tough schedule this year to be number 3 too in the state. So they're going to be tough to beat.
Feels like, though, this would be a great year for somebody to make a run. Maybe if you get on the opposite side of the bracket, I think a Caldwell County or a Madisonville is kind of poised this season to kind of make a deep run into the postseason. And you never know, somebody else might get UHA, and then it's open game for anybody.
Yeah, that's happened before. The number one, or whoever thought was going to win the region, ends up you know, bowing out in the first or second round of the tournament. So you never know. But, yeah, you know, somebody could get hot at the right time, and everybody's got a couple good arms that they can throw at these teams. So you just kind of never know, and anybody's got a chance.
Yeah. UHA gets to host the regional this year, so that makes it even tougher on everybody else. But, you know, going back to the point you made earlier, though, if you're UHA, you know going into the regional tournament, you're going to see everybody's number one on the mound. So, I mean, they've kind of got to run the gauntlet once they get there.
Yeah, you know, the pressure's on them. You know, they're the favorite, so they got to live up to that. So, you know, everybody's going to be gunning for them.
Yeah. We're talking this morning with Kaawa County Tiger baseball head coach John H. Stevens. We need to get to a break here on the show. We'll come back and have more on the Sideline Report right after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The road ahead is calling. Are you ready for adventure? Now's your chance to roll out in style with Trice Hughes. Right now, when you buy three select tires, you'll get the fourth for just a dollar. That's right. Buy three, get one for only a dollar. No tricks, no catches, just real savings to get you back on the road. This unbeatable offer is rolling through May 31st. Swing by Trice Hughes and make every mile more exciting. Or find all the details online at TriceHughes.com.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com. Athletics and achievements at Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks a lot for joining us on this Thursday morning. We're talking baseball with Tiger head coach John H. Stevens right now. The Tigers at Mayfield today, then Livingston Central at home on Friday, and then the district tournament starts Saturday, 1 o'clock for the Tigers. They'll play Hopkins County Central, and Coach, we mentioned that'll be an interesting matchup, but somehow it seems like, what, 5 or 6 years running now, it seems like it comes down to Caldwell and Madisonville in that championship game.
Yeah, you know, I think in the last several years it's been North and Caldwell in the championship game, and we've, I think, split it. You know, it's every other year who wins it, so maybe it's our year this year.
It's our turn.
Yeah.
Well, and we were talking about the regional tournament. I don't know how many years in a row. It's got to be 4 or 5. Or we just get a horrible draw. I think we have drawn the team that ends up winning the regional tournament at least 4 or 5 straight years.
Yeah, you know, the 3 years that I've been coaching, it's been those three. Yeah. So I'm not real sure about before that. But, yeah, you know, we got a good draw this year in the All-A, so maybe that's a trend that's occurring this year.
And the worst part about the regional tournament draw for the second region is it hasn't mattered if we're a district champion or a runner-up, we still get a horrible draw. So.
Yeah, I know. So hopefully, like I said, the trend is going to turn.
Yeah, we're due.
Exactly.
Now, we had your dad on the broadcast last week when we beat Mayfield out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I happened to look over there, and I saw him sitting by you. I was like, oh, me, what's he saying over there?
Well, you know, originally he was just going to come over and sit in for an inning or two, but ended up doing all 5 innings with us, so that was great.
Well, that's good. I'm glad he got the chance to do it, and I think he did it. I've talked to him a couple of times, and he did enjoy being over there with you and talking baseball.
Well, not the first time he's done that, though. I seem to remember years and years ago, maybe even when I was still in high school, I think the cable vision used to – show some of the basketball games and maybe some of the football games on TV.
Yeah.
And I think he and Danny Beavers might have done the broadcast for those.
Really? I don't remember that or know anything about that. But, yeah, I could see him doing that.
I was going to ask him about it the other night. I forgot about it. But, yeah, he was great, except he'd get a little excited when Drew was involved in a play.
Yeah, I can imagine. I think Kelly overheard him say a few things that maybe he shouldn't have said on air.
It's okay. It was great radio, and it was a great win. And
yeah,
you guys have Mayfield again today. What's kind of the game plan for that game down there?
You never know when you go to Mayfield what's going to happen. So, we're going to go ready to play, and we're not taking anything lightly or anybody lightly. We're going to go take care of business and hopefully get out of there with a win.
You know, you guys are going to be kind of a stranger to the second region teams when the postseason rolls around, because I think it's been 2 weeks since you've played anybody from the second region.
Yeah, we kind of got all those out of the way, earlier in the year. So, this has kind of been a weird year as well with rainouts and people canceling and stuff like that. So it's good that we get a full week of games before district start, which is always good. So, Region 1 has gotten us a couple of times or three times so far. So hopefully, we repay it tonight.
And you went to the third region Tuesday night to play at Owensboro Apollo. First time we'd ever played Apollo in baseball.
Really? Yeah, so I wasn't sure. Their coach called me earlier in the before the season started and was looking for some home games for him. And he ended up having an open date that I also had. So we ended up getting that scheduled. And they got a really nice – really nice facilities, yeah. Brand new. I mean, it's probably just a year old, maybe. All turf field. It's a little different for my guys that to play on a surface like that we haven't played on at all. Mm. So just doing our regular in and out or infield outfield drills was I could kind of tell, these guys are, if it could possibly struggle, but. And it kind of did happen during the game. But, that's just what you got to do.
Those ground balls get on you a lot quicker, don't they?
Yeah, they do. That turf, and like I said, it's brand new, too. Yeah. So it doesn't have any bad spots or anything. It's you really don't get a bad hop. It's just if one's hit hard to you, you gotta be ready.
Yeah. I think they did the turf for the baseball field up at Apollo the same time they put in the football artificial turf they have up there.
Yeah, and I was talking to the coach, and I think the softball is next. So they're going to have all turf on all their fields by next year, I believe.
You know, originally we were going to get to play the first official game on their new football artificial turf up at Apollo back in 2020, and then COVID happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we've scrimmaged on it a couple of times, I believe, the last couple of years. So it's a really nice field, too. I mean, they got a nice campus now after all that renovation.
Now, will Apollo come here next season?
We're looking at doing that just to, that was kind of mentioned earlier whenever we first scheduled this one that he would, reciprocate and come to us next year. So we'll see.
Are you looking to work some new schools into the schedule, or what's kind of your thoughts moving forward on that?
Yeah, I'd like to get some different schools, especially in different regions. Maybe some more Region 3, Region 4, maybe, and kind of venture out a little bit. It's all going to depend on their scheduling as well, because everybody's. I mean, I've already had a couple coaches contact me last week looking to schedule for next year. I'm not doing anything right now. I'm not doing that right now. So I usually wait, and it usually happens June, July. You're trying to get everything scheduled. So hopefully, we can. I'm looking to pick up some newer teams.
Yeah. Well, as far as the postseason goes, what's kind of the game plan for you guys heading into district tournament play?
Well, we just got to take care of business Saturday. Make sure we don't go in overconfident against Central. I know we've beaten them twice, but they've got a couple good arms. So hopefully we can get away with a win Saturday, and then Monday, it's going to be Madisonville, but hopefully take care of business against Madisonville and get us a district championship.
First game Saturday is at 11. And Jeff said the second game would start as soon as possible after that. So if it's a really quick first game, we might get going just a little before 1 o'clock.
He says that, but yeah. I still have to get the field ready.
It takes a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I've got, you know, we need to restripe the plate area and do some work on the mound, and I probably have to drag the infield. So, you know, he wants to get it, but I still have to do a few things before we can get started.
Well, hopefully we get that in, and the championship is now on Monday, so that's a little different from what we're used to, and you just got to go out and play them when you play them, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're ready, so we should be good to go as far as our staff and be ready to play.
All right, good deal. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
All right, I appreciate it.
Tiger head coach John H. Stevens. Again, the Tigers on the road today at Mayfield and then Livingston Central for senior night on Friday, and we'll have Friday's game for you here on WPKY. Also, we'll have the district tournament for you right here on WPKY from the VFW ballpark. The Caldwell Games will be following the Tigers in district tournament play. That's going to wrap us up this morning on the Sideline Report. Appreciate Dave Winder joining us from Murray State. Also, John H. Stevens, Caldwell County baseball head coach, in the studio with us this morning. This is Todd Griffin. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.